Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. We're having a little technical difficulties here, but praise God. All right. We just thank God. You all to know his love will fit whatever situation it is. His love will take care of it. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all. That goes out to Penny Sister Penny. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer, and we'll get more into the
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection. Good afternoon to Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all listeners. Praise the Lord. Love will take care of it all. Yes. In 1 Corinthians 14, in King James 1 through 4, reads as follows: follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather than ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesieth edify the church. Amen. Lord, I'd like to thank you for another beautiful day. I thank you for this broadcast and both our pastors. I'm thankful for the spirit that you put in me daily, where you already abide, you come alive. I want to thank you for all things that are spiritual, and thank you for opening up my heart and mind to spiritual things. I want to pray for those who are shut in, for those who are sick, for those who ask us for another woman's prayer, and for those who are believed. May we bind up anything that will try to come in between this broadcast, and that will weaken either of our pastors and try to take their attention off of the spirit where the Holy Ghost is leading them. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. We're talking about our sense is still the same, really. It's the working of the Holy Spirit in the church in 20 and 21 and beyond. And brother and sister, the Holy Spirit is the same Spirit that was there at the day of Pentecost. He hadn't changed. So that's and he's doing the same thing he did then, he's doing now. So I just want everybody to have that clear understanding that we were talking about speaking in tongues, what that is, why you need it, why you have it. First of all, we're going to start because I want you to know that tongues really was the last thing that God put in the church as far as interpretation. Over in 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, we'll go there. You'll see that was the last thing God put in the church. For interpretation of tongues. Now, as they find this, I want you all to know that prophecy is a divine speaking, or speaking the oracles of God, or preaching. That's what prophesying is. It's declaring the word of God. Why am I telling you this? Because you're going to see scriptures that says God ready you to preach the word of God, and to be praying in tongues or speaking in tongues in the congregation. Now, God don't have a problem with you praying in tongues. But when it comes to speaking before a bunch of people, God wants you to hold that unless they're going to interpret it, okay? So all these things are going to come out this week. 1 Corinthians 12 and 10.
In the King James, it reads as follows: to another, the working of miracles; to another, prophecy; to another, discerning of spirits; to another, divers kinds of tongues; to another, the interpretation of tongues. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection and Evangelist Sharon for that beautiful prayer. And from the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 10, it said, God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God Himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one. The one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. Amen.
Amen. So, you see, there's all kinds of things that's in the body of Christ, and he made mention of miracles, you know, working of miracles, prophecy to another. But let me tell you what, God would rather, and even if you want to look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, so you can see that it's in the church. This is just sort of to back it up. But 1 Corinthians 12 and 28. 1 Corinthians 12 and 28.
And in the King James, it reads as follows. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Amen.
Amen. God has formed in his church, which is his body, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. Amen.
It make mention in the King James diversities of tongues or different kinds of tongues, or for a better way of saying this, different kinds of languages. Different kinds of language. Man, this is all so simple. People shouldn't have to get confused unless they're trying to edify themselves. See, when you try to edify yourself, it's where you get it mixed up and get it twisted. Remember I told you on yesterday, there's only two reasons it's either to edify yourself or to edify the church. You're going to either not, and it's no problem with you edifying yourself, but don't do it in the church or in the congregation or among a group of people. You don't do that. That's your language. You're talking to God because you don't know what you're talking about. But God knows because he sees that in secret and he rewards you openly. You crying out to your innermost being, which is good. So it's unknown to you. But some people got the same, if you listen with your spirit, some folks say the same thing, repetitious. So I already know that's not unknown. Then they mind. That's what they're saying over and over and over. And every time they go there, they say the same thing. See, that exposed the enemy. Because if it's unknown, you don't know. But when you're saying the same thing by Batum, then that's not unknown to you. That's something known to you. I just want to be clear, brothers and sisters. Ye are part of the body of Christ, and you are members in particular. God want to use all of us. You don't have a problem with somebody interpreting tongues. But let it be the edify the church and not you. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. See, you ain't profiting nothing. What? Your point is pointless. See, it's pointless. disappointment. So that's why this is so important, brother and sister. See, charity will never fail. Love will never fail. But whether it be prophecy, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish. So he's telling us the importance of having the God kind of love. Because when you have that, trust me, you're doing the will of God.
Amen.
And if you, you know, I just want you to know, when you're speaking in an unknown tongue, really, you're speaking to God. I just want y'all to know that. And over in 1 Corinthians, I don't know if we touched on yesterday or not, but in 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, we'll just go there. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2.
In the King James.
I thank God for Evangelist Renee, because this is going to be a good lesson, brothers and sisters, especially if you go back and listen to some of this. It'll just bless your heart. See?
Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians 14 and 2 in the King James, it reads as follows, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries." Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacy just between you and him. But when you proclaim his truth in everyday speech, you're letting others in on the truth so that they can grow and be strong and experience his presence with you. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read that again out of the Message Bible, please.
Okay, Pastor. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, you understand, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacy just between you and him. But when you proclaim his truth in everyday speech, you're letting others in on the truth so that they can grow and be strong and experience his presence with you. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, dear one. When a person is speaking in another language, he doesn't speak to the people. I just don't want you to be bamboozled and fooled. I've been through this already. And God forbid you have to suffer that. That doubt and unbelief, because you're thinking, okay, well, what they got I don't have. They don't have anything you don't have. They telling a lie. That's what they got. Paul's teacher, remember? That's the subject. Remember the foundational scriptures? Or do I need to go back to 1 John? Because I will take you there.
Try to spirit by the spirit.
That's right. Because there's so many false prophets, you want to know the truth. So when a person is speaking in an unknown language, know that he or she doesn't speak to the people. They're not speaking to the congregation. They should be speaking to God.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know why? Because don't nobody understand them.
Amen. Because
his spirit should be speaking in a mystery. It should be, and here's the key thing to this, brother and sister. Now, if they're speaking, they're not supposed to be speaking to the people. See, preachers won't tell you that, but I'm going to tell you. Because that's what the scripture, I didn't say this. That's what the scripture said. So get mad if you want to. It's okay. You need to just talk to God about it. And I don't care how you feel. Doesn't matter at this point in time how you feel. He says, when a person speaks in another yes, in an unknown tongue. So if it's unknown, you don't know.
Amen.
So if you're doing this, you ain't doing it to man.
Mm-hmm.
Man ain't getting no, you know, actually, like I go back to what I said yesterday, there's a pick two. You either edifying yourself or the church.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any plainer than that.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that plain? So people don't have to be fooled by this stuff that Satan trying to put down, getting people. Because I've had people say, "Well, you know, Pastor, I wish I could do that." Don't wish for that. That ain't what you want to wish for.
All right.
That ain't what you want.
Mhm.
Well, what should I? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you what your desire should be. The Bible says, let me let you read it. 1 Corinthians 14 and 39. Matter of fact, you know, yeah, go ahead, do that one.
14 and 29.
Yes.
Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Amen.
Uh-oh. Maybe I missed something then.
You said 39, Pastor?
Yeah, 39. Let me go sometime.
Oh, you said 39. Okay.
39, yeah.
I apologize. That's me. Okay. In King James, 1 Corinthians 14 and 39, reads as follows. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophecy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, three things, then to sum this up. When you speak forth God's truth, speak your heart out. Don't tell people how they should or shouldn't pray when they're praying in tongues that you don't understand. Be courteous and considerate in everything. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. See, it's okay, brothers and sisters, but God would rather you cover the preaching part. He's, in other words, that's what you need to be doing. You need to be doing the preaching stuff. I mean, I'm just going to just talk real plain to you. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. In other words, desire to pass to or preach the gospel. That should be your desire.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For what reason? Because when you come together, brothers and sisters, everyone having a different psalm, or different, having a different doctrine, have a different tongue, and have a different revelation, have a different interpretation. See, all things should be to edify the body of Christ, and all things should be done decent and in order.
Yes.
So when the whole church come together into one place, he said, let all speak with tongues. And there come in those that are unlearned or unbelieving. They're going to wonder, what's going on? Are these people mad?
Amen.
Yeah. So, that's not my word, man. I'm going to tell you. That's, well, I'm going to let you read it then. You was right there. 1 Corinthians 14:23. Read that one.
In the King James, 1 Corinthians 14:23, it reads as follows. If therefore the whole church come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that we are mad? Amen.
Amen. praise God. From the Message Bible, it's all right to have a childlike, unfamiliarity with evil. A simple no is all that's needed there. But there's far more to saying yes to something. Only mature and well-exercised intelligence can save you from falling into gullibility. Amen.
There's no problem, brother and sister. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm sorry, Pastor. It says, God said in strange tongues and from the mouths of strangers, I will preach to his people, but they'll neither listen nor believe. Amen.
Amen.
I want y'all to understand, brothers and sisters, why you have tongues. Tongues is for a sign, not for them that believe. If you believe, you don't, they ain't necessary for you, but it's for them that believe not. But prophesizing serves not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. So we need to preach, man. Preach that gospel. Preach that truth. Tell people what thus says the Lord.
They don't need
for you to be trying to prove to them who you are. You know the Lord. You know God.
All right. All right.
I know people say, man, what is this man talking about? But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I want you to know what the truth is. And the truth of the matter is, go somewhere and just start crying out to God. And whatever come out, just let it come out. You and God. Do that.
Yeah.
I urge you to do that. That may even give you some release. That may release your spirit. Give voice to that. But just remember, in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding. Let me go back.
All right.
That 1 Corinthians, I know it's in 14. Yeah. 19. Read that, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. In the King James, 14 and 19, reads as follows. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others, also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Amen.
Amen. Bring a Message Bible. I'd rather say 5 words that everyone can understand and learn from them, then say 10,000 that sound to others like gibberish. I'm sorry, Pastor, I was laughing at it as I was reading it. Let me read it again. I'd rather say 5 words that everyone can understand and learn from them, say 10,000 that sounds to others like gibberish.
Yeah. Amen.
God.
Yeah. See, think about it. Because if you back up to the 18th verse, you can see this. It to me, it's just real plain. Paul says, you know what? Man, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can pray in all these different languages. I can speak with tongues. Matter of fact, I speak with tongues of angels. Matter of fact, I speak with tongues more than all of you guys. But you know what? I thank God for the gift of praying in tongues.
Mm. Yeah.
But he said, you know what? That tongue is for me to praise God. Woo, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, that's what tongues for. Tongues for me to praise God, not to give to you guys. Man, that's my heavenly language. That's how I'm praising God.
Amen.
Amen.
And then my understanding is understandable. I'm rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
In the church, man, in the church, brother, I'd rather speak five words with my understanding than my voice and be able to teach somebody than to take 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Man, how plain does it get? Don't get any plain.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that plain enough for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Renee, for bringing this up. I